So meantime, healthcare workers fear being diagnosed with the coronavirus and spreading the virus to family members. Our next guest says more attention to providing concrete steps and practical advice to people can reduce misconceptions about the coronavirus.
All right. So joining us on the Cogo News Live line, caregiving expert Pamela D. Wilson. And Pamela, 14 people died at a nursing home in Seattle. And that scares a lot of people, especially of our age, who have family members who are at that age.
You know, it does. And I think that it's, again, I talk about misperceptions, but nursing homes and people who work in nursing homes, viruses are so common, and nursing homes typically will do lockdowns when people get the norovirus or any type of virus. So this usually isn't publicized, though. So when it gets out into the news, I think it really scares people and makes them worry about, oh my gosh, what about me and my family, and am I going to get the coronavirus or some other type of virus? We have to be proactive as consumers and as healthcare workers.
How do we do that? How do we become proactive?
So for healthcare workers, they have universal precautions. So all healthcare workers, federal, state regulations from CMS, from the CDC, it's wearing gloves, face masks if necessary, most important, washing hands, disinfection protocols. For consumers, it's common sense hygiene. Washing your hands for 20 to 30 seconds is the biggest thing that you can do to prevent getting any type of virus, including the coronavirus. And then we've got simple things like, you know, you don't cough on people. You don't sneeze on people. You cough into a tissue. If you don't have a tissue, you cough into your sleeve on your arm. Don't share cups. Don't share food with people from plates. Wash your hands all the time. That's the best thing that we can do. And stay healthy.
So this weekend I went out and I posted this on our website at Cogo.com under Morning News. I went to a Walgreens and I went to Vons supermarket, and both stores completely out of sanitizing wipes and of hand sanitizer. And, you know, I'm wondering to myself, you know, people are hoarding these things. Do they need to do that? Or is there kind of a mass panic situation going on out there?
I think there's a mass panic situation going on. The research will tell you that washing your hands with soap and water thoroughly for 20 to 30 seconds is better than any hand sanitizer out there. Although you should use sanitizer or antimicrobial wipes for surfaces. So let's say you work at a computer, you know, your keyboard, your mouse, your desk, clean off surfaces, but I think we don't need to go out to buy all of these extra things to hoard because we're afraid. Honestly, soap and water, the best thing out there.
Well, and you see people, I saw people, I was traveling this weekend, and I saw people with masks. Some of them actually looked like particulate masks, like I was using when I was regrouting a shower, which baffled me. So, I mean, all of this stuff that people are doing, is that necessarily going to keep them healthy?
Well, let's talk about the masks for a second. So the masks, if you have a respiratory disorder and you're worried about coughing or spreading, you know, particulates on somebody, you should wear it, okay? But the mask that you're talking about, it's probably an N95 mask. Those are really for healthcare situations and for healthcare providers. They will prevent 95% of the particulates from getting onto a person, but you have to know how to wear them. The best thing you can do is to take good care of your health. You know, if you're somebody that has autoimmune disorder, or you have chronic diseases, or you're susceptible. So people, you know, older ages, children, you probably don't want to go out in public a lot if you're susceptible to catching something or if you're worried. The best thing that we can do, again, is to wash our hands, to stay away from situations where we're going to be in masses of people who possibly might have the coronavirus or another virus. You know, we talk about the coronavirus, but the flu, pneumonia, kills as many people, if not per year, than the coronavirus has. You know, we're talking 100,000 people every year combined from pneumonia and the flu die. We don't talk about those viruses until something like the coronavirus comes, and then we all panic.
That's true, except you can get a flu vaccine, and for coronavirus, there's nothing they can give you.
There isn't, not for about probably 12 to 18 months, which is why consumers have to be the ones that are proactive. So the healthcare system is worried about being flooded by consumers going into the system who have the virus. it's really us consumers that can stop this. We can stop it through washing our hands, through taking care of ourselves. You know, we should not go into nursing homes or hospitals if we're sick, because we can get over the coronavirus. 80% of people can heal from it themselves because of their immune systems. But if we go and we affect an older person, the older person cannot recover in many cases. A simple cold for us goes away. Somebody who's 95 and has a lot of health conditions, they can die from that.
All right, Pamela, thank you so much for your time. Pamela Wilson, who is a caregiving expert with us here on the KOGO News Live Line.